I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ford Motor Company's offering buyouts. That, coupled with other uncertainty in the auto industry, have men in the U.S. looking for answers. This is providing incredible opportunities for Promise Keepers, says Promise Keepers Tom Fortson.
We have impacted about 120,000 men thus far. There's a clear presentation of the gospel. If there's an area that we don't want to miss on, that's the clarity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we challenge men.
120,000 men have been impacted so far, and there are just four events left. Meanwhile, visual disabilities and blindness affect hundreds of thousands in impoverished regions. International Aid is working to improve the situation for the poor in Ghana and Uganda. International Aid's Miles Fish says they're expanding not only their work, but also their ministry in both areas.
Everyone who works in our clinic is a follower of Christ. We have reading materials there in the facility so that people, oftentimes, the first thing they see when the bandages are taken off are Christian literature. It gives us the opportunity to build a relationship because the patient is just so grateful for what they've been given. And we oftentimes see people who make decisions for Christ right there on the spot.
And about 30,000 people die every day from hunger and related diseases. About half of them are children, making the death toll one child every 5 seconds. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee addresses this issue by launching an action campaign culminating on November 5th as World Hunger Sunday. This year's theme is Keep the Promise. This project also dovetails with HIV/AIDS and provides opportunities for believers to respond to the crisis with the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.